Well, then how about the culture that you did find yourself surrounded by? Popular culture, did that come into your life? Radio, television,
I think
pop
radio,
music?
music and whatnot. Because I, while I was in school, I had lots of friends as I was, as I got into the junior high and senior high at Burnaby South and McPherson and Burnaby South. I got, I was there was a group of friends I hang out with. Mostly those are from. As I said, I got into the band program, and so all my friends tended to be from the band program, and one or two from other. I was in the, I guess, the photography club and a couple of things like that. But most of my friends tended to be in the band.
So what kind of music did high school bands play at that time?
A lot of late classical.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
late classical. Actually, our band was the, this is 1967 now. We won the, this is Expo was in Montreal that
Right.
year. We won the provincial band competition to represent BC at Expo. So we got an all-expense-paid trip by train to Montreal, stayed 4 days, and then back by train, all paid by Woodward's, as I recall at that
Really?
time. Yeah. So our whole band was shipped in on July 5th, which was BC Day. We at the Plaza of Nations, we actually played a concert at Expo in Montreal.
And what did you play?
I played clarinet.
Clarinet.
Yeah, I never had enough time to practice enough to be studious enough. I played second chair, which got you into a little more of the, rather than just background music. If you're playing third clarinet, it was pretty boring. You didn't.
But I'm surprised you played light classical. You didn't play swing or big
Oh. Yeah, we
band.
during the band program itself, that's all they, that's the music that they taught was pretty much light classical. In fact, do I still have it? We at our in our graduation year in '67 out of Burnaby South, we actually cut a record, a vinyl record. I still have it somewhere, and I think most of that is all light classical. Now you mentioned I also was in what was called the pep band for the football program,
Okay, yeah.
football, basketball. So we at that time we played just whatever it was for the cheerleaders for
Water
the
sport.
crowd, that kind of thing. But also there was a I guess you would call it, I don't know what it was in. Can't remember the name of it, but there was a few of us that got together to play some of the old swing kind of things just for it was a sort of a concert band, and I forget what exactly that was. That would have been like grade 11 or 12. I can't remember exactly which one. I only stuck with that for about a year. But as far as totally different from what I listened to on the radio,
Okay.
which was just, whatever the 60s classic, rock type of music
Were
that.
you at all aware of a popular music scene? I mean, was there a rock scene in Burnaby? Did anyone have a garage band in those days?
Funny enough, no. I don't recall any of my contemporaries, any of my classmates belonging to a garage band at all.
You sometimes think of a
Yeah.
saxophone as maybe moving over to kind of a rock
Yeah,
setting, but.
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, none of my and as I said, I was in the band program. In fact, a lot of that, a lot of the at the dances and whatnot, yeah, none of, the bands that were brought in for the dances weren't any local garage bands as I recall at that time either. So No, I, maybe Burnaby didn't have
A
a,
little slow to pick up on the mood of the 60s. But on the radio, you were listening to American
Yeah,
pop rock,
mostly
British
American,
invasion type
yeah,
stuff.
that kind of thing. Beatles, Stones.
A little bit too young for Elvis, were you, or?
A little. I never got in. Elvis was around at that time. I never was a big Elvis fan. Just wasn't. Maybe I was too. Yeah, maybe too young at that time. Never picked up. Wasn't a big Elvis fan. Never, and then never. Never picked up on it.
Were any of the boys coming to school in leather jackets and sort of slick back greased
Yeah,
hair?
the skinny jeans
Black
and
boots.
I think there was a reason for that too. The most of the guys that were doing that were in the local motorcycle gangs.
And then these are serious gangs, you mean there?
Well, you
Not
see,
just kids hanging
you
out.
knew there were gangs, and I mean at that time, I guess maybe smoking was probably the worst thing you could do. A little bit of acid, I can remember.
Smoking something other than
LSD.
cigarettes.
Yeah, marijuana that wasn't quite on the scene at that time yet. LSD or acid was you hear about, but I never knew of any of my friends doing it. As I said, the worst thing as I recall was trying to sneak a beer or a cigarette. I remember guys going out and finding, brown, leaves of something, rolling them up and smoking their own kind of stuff. But nothing. Nothing. I tended, or some of the kids figured out that it's better to be friendly with the guys who are the toughies, the guys who wore the leather jackets, boots, and the slick back, greasy hair kind of thing, because they were also connected in some way to the bike gangs that were around, and if you were friends with them, they also extended their envelope of protection, right? They didn't touch you either. So it was kind of handy, because
And were guys, I mean, other than that sort of crowd, was there a movement towards longer hair? I mean, was there any kind of a hippie scene breaking out?
yeah, I think a lot of the guys started growing their hair to shoulder length and things like that. Yeah, definitely went through that era.
And at the same time, women's skirts were getting shorter.
Yeah, mini skirts. Yeah, that I remember that. I kind of bucked trends because I worked on a farm. Long hair was just, because you're sweaty and whatnot. Just I had all through. You look at all my school pictures. I'm the only kid with a crew cut
Really?
because it was just the easiest thing to as a hairstyle to maintain when you're working on a farm. Because I did that, the 1 year, I just said, oh, this is just too hot. So it was a lot easier just to do a crew cut. So